You're listening to a CNBC TV18 podcast.
The Budget 2022 countdown has begun, and come February 1st, we'll know what Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has decided for the next fiscal. Until then, let's find out what the stock market, business and corporate India expect from the FM this time. Welcome to another episode of the Budget Podcast on CNBCTV18.com with your host Kanishka Sarkar. Today, that is on January 28th, I'll not only share with you what different sectors want from the budget, but also what women are looking forward to. Well, women entrepreneurs are hitting the bullseye at the bourses and entering the billionaires club, but the gender gap still exists. According to the WEF Global Gender Gap Report 2021, India has slipped 28 places to the 140th rank out of 156 countries. This gender gap has widened to about 62%, largely because of women's inadequate representation in politics, technical and leadership roles. There's decrease in women's labor force participation rate, poor healthcare, lagging female to male literacy ratio, and income inequality. In fact, the Indian tech startup ecosystem has only one woman founder or co-founder present in 12 to 15% of startups and 10 unicorns as per a NASSCOM report. However, over the past year, 42% of women business owners have shifted to a digital business model and 34% have identified new business opportunities in response to the pandemic. But they need more. From this year's budget, Priyank Shah, the co-founder and director of Rene Cosmetics, expects some relief in taxation and GST policies so that women entrepreneurs can be encouraged to take the leap with a little more convenience. He also wants the government to encourage and provide funds to enable academic incubation centers in women-only colleges. This will enable more young women to not only explore entrepreneurship but also create startups. He thinks the support of working capital and interest-free loans would be another highly beneficial move to encourage women-led startups. He's also seeking easy and low-interest loans to cover the manufacturing part and provide the audience with better products. Anika Parashar, on the other hand, who's the founder and CEO of The Woman Company, brought forward another interesting point. She says that the union budget should emphasize women's wellness, especially menstrual hygiene. She pointed out that there's already tax exemption on sanitary pads, but this could be extended to manufacturing and production as well. She also suggests decreasing import duties for raw materials, which could bridge the gap between supply and demand, as well as encourage more Indian manufacturers to start manufacturing biodegradable pads in the country. Moving on, here's a look at another interesting segment that has made headlines for most part of 2021, that is semiconductors, which has impacted the functioning of multiple sectors. Owing to their critical applications in artificial intelligence, 5G, robotics, and quantum computing, semiconductors are effectively driving today's digital world. There's a high demand for the product, but because of its boom and bust supply cycle and high price volatility, the supply is always short. In fact, the shortage of chips is holding back India's auto sector just when it had started to see early signs of recovery after sales plunged in 2020 due to the pandemic. So, what do chipmakers want from the budget to help this situation? According to Dinesh Kumar, the Associate Partner Indirect Tax, and Raghunathan Parthasarthi, Associate Partner Direct Tax at BDO India, the government could consider announcing incentive packages such as activity-based incentives in form of 150% weighted deduction towards in-house R&D expenditure, income tax holiday for chip export businesses, enhanced income tax deduction to companies that aid development, operate and maintain relevant infrastructure, and reduced GST rate from the present 18%. These, they think, will be a great support to homegrown chip companies and could go a long way in making India more self-reliant. Another sector that's booming given the shift towards digital is the edtech startups. The e-learning startups backed $4 billion worth of funding in 2021, and that is two times the funds they secured in 2020. A Praxis IVCA report peg the Indian edtech market at $117 billion in 2020, and it is expected to grow over 2 times to touch $225 billion by FY25. This brings us to the question, how can the budget keep this growth going? Rajat Agarwal, the co-founder and director of AdmitCard, says that he expects the economy to move towards building strong capabilities in school infrastructure so as to enable the hybrid model of education. He also wants early education to be more tech-enabled. Meanwhile, Karanveer Singh, who is the founder and CEO of Pariksha, wants the government to consider tax structure on ESOPs such that it can be taxed only at the time of sales and not at the time of exercising as the case currently is. He also wants a centralized professional tax system on the lines of GST will help and increase the ease of business for startups operating in multiple states. Moving on, let's find out what the government can do to boost consumption. A pre-budget report by India Ratings says that the forthcoming budget needs to delay fiscal consolidation and instead should focus more on supporting the pandemic-battered economy and boost consumption demand by offering income tax ops and cutting fuel taxes. India Ratings expects the new budget to strengthen the plan set out in the last budget rather than trying out new things right now. According to it, the government must focus on boosting demand by generating employment opportunities in areas and sectors that have been impacted more by the pandemic. The rating agency has called for tax reliefs to households to boost demand as the purchasing power of households was badly hit due to the pandemic. This, the report suggests, could be done through some income tax reliefs and lowering taxes on oil products as higher fuel prices have been driving up inflation. Lastly, here's what the fintech ecosystem is looking forward to. According to George Sam, the business head and co-founder at Mindgate Solutions, the finance minister must take actions to minimize translational costs, thereby promoting large ticket size payments in the B2B segment. He said that one such critical step is expected to come through a push towards prepaid transactions through UPI. With that, we end this podcast. But before I sign out, here's an opportunity where we will listen to you. In case you have any queries or suggestions, please write to us at cnbctv18podcast@nw18.com. I'll be back with another episode on budget expectations. Till then, stay tuned to cnbctv18.com for all the latest updates. Thank you for listening.